Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the feast of St. John the 23rd, Pope John the 23rd. The introduction in Magnificat magazine says this, in part, John the 23rd was born Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli, the third of 13 children. He was born to poor Italian sharecroppers. After the seminary, he studied in Rome on scholarship. He served as secretary to the bishop in Bergamo and as a diplomat for the Holy See. At the age of 76, he was elected in 1958 as a supposed interim pope. And you know that his term of office, so to speak, was very, very short. He died in office. And then it says 3 years later, he called the bishops together in ecumenical council to address the council's mission to the modern world. The Second Vatican Council convened on October 31st, 1962, and John the 23rd died the very next year, 1963. And this is what he said, "I live by the mercy of Jesus, to whom I owe everything and from whom I expect everything." Listen to that again. This is what he lived by. "I live by the mercy of Jesus, to whom I owe everything, and from whom I expect everything." Any good library would have the diary of John the 23rd. I urge you to read it. It's very, very inspiring, very simply done. And very inspiring. "I live by the mercy of God, to whom I owe everything, and from whom I expect everything." That's faith. Almighty ever-living God, who chose blessed John the 23rd to preside over your whole people and benefit them by word and example, keep safe, we pray, by his intercession, the shepherds of your church, along with the flocks entrusted to their care, and direct them in the way of eternal salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. The first reading is taken from Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. "Brothers and sisters, for freedom Christ set us free. He broke the chains of sin and death on the cross for you and me, to break those chains in us. So for freedom Christ set us free, so stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." The slavery of sin. Don't submit to it. Because that's exactly what's happening. The devil is putting a yoke around you, enticing you, drawing you. And Paul said to the Galatians, "For freedom Christ set us free." He set us free so we could really live freely and make the right kinds of judgments and good judgments that lead us to eternal life. So stand firm, he says. Don't submit again to the yoke of slavery. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all given in to the yoke of slavery. Ask the Holy Spirit to break it off your neck and your back. You don't have to. No matter how strong your desires, no matter how many years certain patterns of sin have been in your life, God can break all that. If you say, "Lord, I want this slavery in me to be broken." We think, "Oh, I'm on my own now, I'm free." But we're not honestly free. We end up following someone else's truth, someone else's ideas. And if they're not centered in God, that doesn't mean every word has to be a religious word. But it does mean that Jesus Christ has to be at the center of what we decide in any area for any reason. It has to be for his sake, that he may draw those and those I am working with or will be with draws closer to Jesus Christ. Then you're really free, truly free. It is I, Paul, who am telling you that if you have yourself circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you. If you just do the external thing, it's no benefit. Once again, I declare to every man who has himself circumcised that he is bound to observe the entire law. You are separated from Christ, you who are trying to be justified by the law. In other words, if I'm obedient to the law, I've done everything I need to do. No, no. You have fallen from grace, for through the Spirit by faith we await the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor non-circumcision counts for anything, but only faith. Do I believe who he is? Do I believe who God is? Do I believe, do I know his plan for my life? Do I believe in it? Do I believe his word? Do I give him the worship that belongs to him? Do I seek forgiveness? All those are signs that my faith is there and my faith is growing. But what matters most is what's in the heart. Am I just externally conforming, or am I really giving myself over to the Lord and really saying, Lord, lead me. I belong to you. Lead me. Lead me in the way you would have me go. Teach me. Help me. Show me. I will turn to you many times during the day and ask you. We can easily get diverted for a moment or for 5 minutes or for a half hour or an hour. We can get diverted. That is, we find I'm doing this work because I want this honor. I want this title. Don't do it for those reasons. If you get a promotion, glory to God. But do the work because this is what you've been given to do on this earth. Do the work you've been given. And if God is glorified, you have an eternal reward. So it's not just in big things, but in little things. Let every thought, word, and action glorify you today, Lord. Do you pray the morning offering? Pray it. Offer your life. And really mean it. Don't just go through the words like the old steam engine. When it got its steam up, it really went fast in those days. But that's not what we're doing. We want to adhere to Christ so that wherever Christ is, whatever Christ is doing, I am there. And that takes time. And it takes a willingness to put our faith in God and not in ourselves. We have to practice, practice, practice all the time. But do it. You are separated from Christ, you who are trying to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace. For through the Spirit by faith we await the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. Can have these man-made laws and they can do certain things, but the only one who can save us is Jesus, and it's our faith in him. The church has the commandments because Christ gave them to us, because God gave them to us. And if we follow them, brothers and sisters, we will inherit eternal life and follow them by following Christ, not by rigid adherence to a commandment and all of its subpoints. That's not it. It's a heart of love that says, Lord, I want you to have everything. I want you to have my whole life, my whole mind, my whole heart. Take me, Lord. Take me as your servant. Take me as your son. Take me as your daughter. Mold me. By the Holy Spirit, mold me till I look more and more like you. That's living faith. And God hears that prayer. Let your mercy come to me, O Lord. And we need that every day. The psalmist says, if your mercy comes to me, Lord, then I will walk at liberty because I seek your precepts. I delight in your commands, which I love. And I will lift up my hands to your commands. I will meditate on your statutes. I want my life to be in conformity to yours. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered. He reclined table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. Notice, it doesn't say that the Pharisee said anything, but he was amazed that Jesus didn't follow all the ritual cleanse rules. And the Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you clean the outside of the cup and the dish inside, you are filled with plunder and evil." See, God can see our inmost thoughts. He knows them. He knows every thought. He knows every motive. He knows everything we're saying in our hearts, even if all those words don't come out. He knows them. Jesus knows that the Pharisee is scandalized because Jesus did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. It's man's law. It was not God's law. It was man's law. Now, man's law has a place, but when you put it over and above what God asks, you run into trouble. You end up worshiping false gods. Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. And the Lord said to him, notice, the Lord said to him, the Pharisee's just thinking, but the Lord said to him, "Oh, you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside?" In other words, the creator of heaven and earth who formed your body, did he not also form everything that is in you? I mean, of good. You do not belong to yourself, brothers and sisters. You belong to Christ. By baptism, you belong to Christ. "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil." Does that describe us in any way, in any area of our life? "You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within," in other words, if you want to change what is within you, give alms, "and behold, everything will be clean for you." In other words, go out to the poor. Serve, give, and your hearts will be purified. Because, brothers and sisters, I've been in many, many countries, and I have seen the poor, poor men, poor women, poor children. I've seen them. And yet, in those with faith, even in their poverty, I see the image of Christ. I'm not just— this is not hyperbole. I see it. There's a gentleness in the eyes. There's a peace, even in the midst of extreme poverty. Their hearts are in the right places. The world would discard, but God will honor and glorify. In what category do you want to be? That's the question. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select Food for the Journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.